and women being set on fire.
You're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
You're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay. Now, enjoy!
And here's my counteroffer to your counteroffer. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, what's that you got on your face?
Huh?
Blah, blah, blah!
See how that works?
It's the Atomicast!
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, not much. You know, Shay, you played that little clip for me when we could actually see the actors. I think it's funnier without it.
I think so, too. I was having a hard time not laughing right there.
Yeah. Well, and the other part was like, you know, and maybe this is me being stereotypical and rude. Those guys didn't look gay.
The one dude who would pull on his dick and his daddy would tell him, he looked very gay.
You think so?
He was like bald, but he had like this weird ass face only goatee thing going on.
Yeah.
I think he looked a little, I don't know. It's hard to say though, because who really looks gay?
Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm sure there's lots of gay people that don't look gay.
You're sure of that?
No. I don't know. Come on now. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too. Well, hey, I'm Tim.
I'm Shay.
And this is our first episode of Atomicast. We have a wonderful shit-filled show for you today.
Ew. Shit and other things.
We're going to talk about TV.
Yes.
We're going to throw out some hypothetical questions to each other.
We have some of those.
Talk about pubic hair.
Pubic hair. That's always disgusting.
Yeah.
Some guests.
Yeah, some guests.
A guest, at least. A guest reader, as well.
Some pod trashing, which is one of my favorite things to do ever. We gotta read some news, so what do you think, Shay? Should we just start out with some TV time?
Yeah, let's just jump right in.
Or do you have something else you want to talk about? Is that why you're whipping out the droid there and typing away?
Nope, I am whipping out the droid right now to get the hypothetical question ready.
Oh, because you're a slacker and haven't done it yet, even though that was my job.
Exactly.
You slacked in covering for me when I didn't do my thing that I was supposed to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, let's stop this music here. Let's play some television time music.
Television!
You're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Well, hello.
Hello, Mr. Timothy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Atomicast. We'll call this season 3.
Yeah, this is pretty much season 3.
Is that appropriate terminology, Shay?
Yeah. You know, we had the original 10 episodes that we did, or 10 or 11 episodes that we did, and, you know, it was all... We had fun, and then I moved away, and things got a little more difficult.
And we tried to do a couple episodes remotely, and that didn't especially go great.
No, I wouldn't even say it didn't go great. I would say it didn't work at all.
It didn't work.
That's fair enough.
But we're back.
And
I'm going to do something at the top of the show that I always forget to do at the top of the show, Shay.
Okay, what's that?
Contact information. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can. Email us, atomicast1@gmail.com.
What happened to atomicast@gmail.com?
I don't know. It was taken by some Chinese guy.
I thought you had that before.
No, I had mail@atomicast.com, but I lost that too. I'm a mess. It's been a mess, dude.
What the fuck?
It's a fucking mess.
Did you lose Atomicast.com?
No, Atomicast.com.
How did you lose mail@Atomicast.com? That's your email address.
It was set up through Google Apps, the free account, and then they shut all the free shit down.
So some fucking little Asian fucker over there stole our email address.
Atomicast@gmail. So we are atomicast1@gmail.com. Or you can visit us on the web, atomicast.com. For the classic episodes that me and Shay just talked about that are sort of lost and are not going to be featured on the feed, there's radio. Atomicast.com, which eventually will be live streaming from that station. For now, it's just playing old episodes that me and Shay have done.
And classic episodes just mean old.
Yes.
Yeah. I would just say that means old episodes.
We had some funny moments in there, too.
Oh, yeah. We had, you know, the bear rape.
Yeah.
In the bay
rape. There's some funny clips, so none of those will be making their way to the feed, but...
Eventually.
If you're fans and you want to listen, then you can just go ahead and listen. Yeah. And that's fine.
Creepy to think about that, though. Well, like, what if there are beings that can see us right now?
Yeah.
No,
they just watch me masturbate all the time.
Exactly! That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, what do they think about the videos that I watch when I jerk off?
Dude, I remember when my grandma died, when I was about 13, uh-huh. kind of just starting to discover myself in that capacity.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that she was watching me sometimes.
Dude,
there was a couple of times where I finished and said, "Sorry, Grandma." I remember that very clearly.
I remember I think I was 11 or 12 when I started jerking off, and that I had a waterbed at the time, it was not conducive for fluid behavior,
right.
or fluid motion. It was really strange, but I remember my grandpa died a couple of years later, and I remember jerking off, and one time, clear as day, I remember thinking, like, shit, he's watching. Oh, it's soft. I'm not finishing tonight. And I couldn't finish. I was like, my grandpa's sitting there watching me jerk off. I was like picturing him on the end of the bed.
Right.
Watching this. And I was like, dude.
Just caressing your leg.
No.
Good job, son.
Well, no.
Good job, buddy.
No, that's creepy.
I don't mean in a sexual way. I mean in like an encouraging.
Like you're, you know, a man, what I mean?
Like, yeah. Good job, buddy. Yeah.
That's still creepy because my dick was out. My 12-year-old dick was out. Or 14-year-old dick was out. However old I was. But
right.
Yeah, I remember thinking that. And I was like, yeah, I can't jerk off. And then, you know, I was like, I can never think that again.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my dick will never get hard.
Right. You might know what to think about if you're trying to make it last a few extra minutes in bed, right? Think about your dead grandpa watching.
Dude, that's not even like a last longer. That's just a boner killer.
Well, that's all right.
I mean, it's flaccid.
Yeah.
And I'm a grower, not a shower. So, I mean, it doesn't work. Yeah, I can't even like get that thing.
Slap it up against
no.
a piece of raw meat.
I wouldn't be able to push my flaccid dick inside the wettest vagina on the planet.
Oh, really? What if you like stapled a toothpick to it or something?
You know,
give it a little extra support.
Maybe I could do that.
Okay.
I could. That would hurt.
Yeah.
God, dude, dick piercings.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You just made me think of that.
Why? Oh, stapling a toothpick to it?
Oh, my God. How do people pierce their dicks?
I don't know, man. Like, I think it has to be people with mental defects. It has to be.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree because that's... Oh, my God. Like, piercing, and there's so many different, and, you know, you and I both listen to Loveline frequently, and I remember this is back in June, and I was driving back to Virginia, and I was listening to Loveline, and this guy called in, and he had, like, 11 or 12 dick piercings.
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing that?
I do, and no anesthetic or anything, just...
Yeah.
Shoving little pieces of metal,
but yeah, it was all the way up and down, and you know they were asking, you know, vertical, horizontal, and he's like both, and
yeah.
Oh God, I remember like just sitting there in the car, like, oh no.
Yeah, it makes me queasy to think about. Just thinking about shoving a piece of metal through my dick,
dude. I know,
makes me really uncomfortable.
I know, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, Irish people are white, so they would be far down on the list of people to hate.
That is way off topic. That is not on topic at all.
Sorry, that was inappropriate.
That was racist as shit.
Where did that come from?
That was just racist as shit, Tim.
Sorry, buddy.
We're not on a racist tirade at the moment.
Sorry, yeah, I'll have to wait for the next racist tirade before I start with that nonsense.
Yeah, let's save that for the racism episode.
Sorry about that.
Although we were talking about black people not being able to pronounce Shay.
Shia.
Shia.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, what's up next?
So, this is very exciting.
Okay.
Are you excited for this?
Yep.
This is a very big
deal. Our first big celebrity interview.
Dude, I mean, we're a very small, zero listener podcast.
I know.
One listener. Or three listeners,
okay.
Including the two of us.
Right.
Or 40,000, whatever your stupid algorithm is.
47, yeah.
47.
Gotcha.
People. But anyway, so, you know, Tim, I know you don't believe in ghosts.
I don't.
But we have found irrefutable proof of an afterlife.
I'm willing to adjust my stance on the subject after this phone call.
Okay. Well, here, I have a phone number, and I don't know if it's going to work.
Okay.
I've been told by this... She's a little hokey. This medium here in town, mm-hmm. that you call this phone number and it is a gateway to the afterlife.
Okay.
All right. So what? Give me one sec here, and I'm going to try and make this phone call, and we are actually going to be able to speak with the very recently deceased Robin Williams.
This is going to be great. I can't wait.
Dude,
can't
wait. I've always wanted to talk to him. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
You know? All right, hold on. Let me get my phone out. Okay. All right, here we go. Let me plug it in. And dialing. All right.
So is he going to answer or what?
He better fucking answer.
What's going on?
Oh, hello there.
No! There he is. Wait, what? There he is. That was Robin. Oh, shit. He's doing a missus. Yeah, hey. Thanks, Robin Williams. This is Tim and Shay from Atomicast. And, you know, we'd really like you to thank you for joining us here.
Oh, hello there. Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's weird that he's talking in the voice. I know. So, I don't want to be offensive, Mr. Williams, but we were just wondering, you know, because it was suicide and everything, and there's a lot of religious people here kind of wondering, are you in heaven or are you in hell?
It's very nice time of the year.
Huh?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. What? I'm sorry. Are you in heaven or are you in hell?
Oh, I really like this time of the year. It's so nice out.
I have no idea what that means.
Does that mean he's in heaven?
Let's just go with that.
All right. So, you know, one big thing I've always wondered, Mr. Williams, is, you know, what is death like? Is it fat? You know, is it painful? You know, just what?
Oh, yes, dear.
It's painful?
Oh.
Okay. All right. So
was that him getting hurt?
I don't know. So, Mr. Williams, the question here is, what is death like?
Oh, yes, dear. It's been one big party.
Oh. So I guess he's having a good time.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you hanging out with some of your old comedy buddies? I mean, have you seen like...
Yes, dear.
Okay, so you've seen like maybe Chris Farley or something?
I've always been partial to a bouncing booty.
Okay.
Always the comedian.
Yeah, it hasn't lost weight in heaven, I suppose.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, you know, I know that you're in heaven and all your family's back here. And yeah, I know it's probably pretty difficult. I mean, do you miss... Your friends and your family, and I mean, you left behind this beautiful daughter and your wife, you know.
Oh dear, I feel like a gorilla.
What? I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
So
yes, I feel like a gorilla.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Okay, so
this guy's lost his mind.
Well, he's dead. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, that was probably pretty hurtful. I'm offensive. Sorry.
That was offensive.
We
got to get rid of this guy, man.
Why is he speaking like Mrs. Doubtfire?
We just have to get rid of this guy. Can we please just cut him off?
Mr. Will, I mean, can you tell us why you're speaking like Mrs. Doubtfire instead of just your normal Robin Williams self?
I've always been partial to a bouncing booty.
God, he's lost it, dude.
God damn it. All right. I'm sorry, Mr. Will. Yeah, we unfortunately do have a set amount of time, and...
Get rid of him. Hang
this
up.
This is Barry.
See you next Tuesday.
No, you will not. No.
This is it. I'm sorry. You're very strange. Thank you. This is very weird.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're... No, what did I get today at the strip club?
A ham and cheese sandwich.
Exactly. A ham and cheese sandwich. That's different.
Should we talk about the strip club experience?
Absolutely. Let's fucking talk about it. Who doesn't want to hear about strip clubs?
Well, this was a janky strip club, so I'm not sure it was a great experience.
You know what? Okay, let me ask you a question, Tim.
Ask me.
This is a very serious question.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are there tits at this strip club?
Two or three.
Okay. Were they displayed for us?
Yeah, they were, yes.
Then the strip club did its job.
Right. They were not attractive tits.
A couple though, of them
for the
were.
Most part.
A couple.
Towards the end of the lunch, they started kind of trickling in.
You and I like different tits, though.
Yeah, you like big, weird, fake ones that look like softballs.
Yeah.
Sewed underneath the
or skin. Baseballs are okay.
But basketballs, I think, would be your preference if you had to pick a type of ball.
A softball would probably be ideal for me.
Okay.
I think a basketball is just too ridiculous.
Yeah.
A soccer ball also, even though it's smaller right. than a basketball.
Yeah. No, I like natural tits. That's my thing. Yeah.
There's one, the one there that we really liked, she had a very nice face. She mm-hmm. had no tits whatsoever, though.
Yeah, kind of flat.
That was a disappointment. She had a sexy little outfit on, though.
Yeah, I mean...
That was sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a strip club during the day, and it's probably the worst strip club.
That was...
Whoops. I'm getting a phone call.
That was more difficult than the first drink was.
What'd you do? Did you take too big of a swallow?
I think so.
Dude, it's a sipping drink. You gotta sip it like a gentleman.
Whoa! I'm used to drinking, just drinking. I am...
Yeah. No, you gotta sip it like a gentleman. Wow. Your face is bright red after that.
I just rubbed my eyes.
So. Right. Wow.
That was rough.
Yeah. That looked rough. But anyway, yeah, so... the strip club was absolutely the jankiest one in town by far. Maybe the jankiest one in the Midwest. They call it Club Chub for a reason.
Why do they call it Club Chub?
Because there's fat girls that work there. That's why.
Yeah, there are.
Wow, that was a weird, creepy laugh, dude.
That made me laugh.
Yeah, there's some... Yeah, it's fat chicks.
And old chicks.
And old, yeah.
But
and
there are a few hot ones. Come on, now.
Well, the one that was working that pole...
She was old.
Not really hot, man. Did you get a good look at her?
Yeah, but she was hot because she was like so. I mean, she was nice, petite.
Well, she looked like a gymnast because she had short little legs.
I don't know, dude. She, for being old, she wasn't like super attractive, but I mean, her. God damn, turn your fucking phone off.
That was my voicemail, man.
Jesus.
Give me a break.
She earned a lot of points on that poll.
Oh, yeah. She was rocking it. Yeah.
She's hot. She's hot to me because I think she'd be a fucking freak.
Yeah. She was very small, though, and had short little legs.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was weird.
Go for it.
But anyway, so the worst tattoo I think I'd ever seen there.
Yeah.
On that straight-up fat girl with all the cellulite. She was disgusting.
Was that the fat one that was behind us?
Yeah, she was chunky.
I didn't look at her legs.
She was one of the weird ones that, like, relatively skinny from the waist up.
Yeah.
Just gross and cellulite from the waist down.
Why do you think girls like that think that they can be strippers?
Well, she obviously can be a stripper. You just gotta aim low.
Yeah, but why? I mean, obviously, okay, we watched her go up there on stage.
Right.
No one went up there
no.
to have her fat tits rubbed in their face.
No.
And also, I don't think, I mean, she didn't come by and ask us for a drink. I think she could tell that we were revolted by her.
I think so.
But probably. I don't know that I saw her going around and asking other people if they wanted dances. So, Right. Do you think she actually made anything today? Because if anything, I think they have to pay for their spot.
I'm not sure how strip clubs work. Like,
usually you have to pay. Like, it's kind of like a hair studio, one of those expensive hair studios. They have to pay for their chair.
So the girls pay the strip club for the privilege of taking their clothes off.
Yeah, and then they
they get the money.
They get their tips and shit. They get some of the dance money.
Right.
Not all the dance money.
Okay. That seems like a ripoff. Seems like I should run a strip club.
You should.
I should.
And then we should run one together.
Totally.
So that we could just have naked girls around us all the time.
That would be sweet.
Hold on.
She had to be on drugs or something, man.
Let's do this here. Okay. You're me. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
And
you made a mistake of trying to be nice to her.
And I'm the mousy girl. Okay. She walks up. That's the sound of her putting her hand, like, on my shoulder or something like that.
But no, it was the first time she walked up, it was even weirder, right? Because we were just talking, and she just stood by the table and watched us.
Was that what... I thought she... Oh, no, that was a different girl that put her hand on my shoulder. That's right. So, okay, so this girl walks up to the table. She's like, hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. You seem shy. Is this your first time here?
I seem shy.
Yeah.
No, I've actually been here a couple times. You seem shy, though. You seem a little quiet, a little shy.
No, this is my fourth day here.
Oh, but you're not shy?
No, now I'm getting more used to it.
Oh, yeah, you seem quiet, little mousy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like this isn't a good place to be shy, you know.
Yeah. So do you, can I interest you in a couple dances?
No, thank you.
Yeah, no? You sure?
We're just having lunch. Yeah.
Okay, well, just let me know when you want to dance.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let me tell you a story, Tim.
Oh, tell me a story, please.
I got a story for you.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
When I was 16 and I was dating, no, I was 17, I was dating a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is before I'd ever had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were, doing our little 17-year-old high school thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think like a week later we had sex. She was dry humping me like crazy. I did have an orgasm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, granted, she was going to town, like, on the dry humping, so I totally fucking blew my load in my pants, which was very uncomfortable because it was, like, right when I got there, and I was there for a few more hours.
Yikes, yeah. Was it not, could you tell from the outside of the pants?
No, they were very thick, dark jeans.
Okay, so did you ever tell her?
No.
Okay.
Maybe I should have.
No, I don't think you should have, but it would have, it seems like it would have been more uncomfortable if it was obvious.
I wonder, like, looking back, I've thought about it a couple times in the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. I wonder what my face looked like when that happened. If I was like,
Your toes curled and your leg kind of cramped up.
My legs all straightened out and shit. Or if I was just kind of like, because I know that because I'm the type of guy that when I come, I got to be done because it tickles way too much afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Like, if you keep keep rubbing it, like, it just tickles too much. So once I come, like, I got to stop because it just tickles.
Right.
So I know that once it happened, I made her get off of me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what happened after that. But, like, I knew that I was done with the dry humping then.
Right.
So I wonder what she thought at that point. You know?
I couldn't tell you, but that was a borderline creepy story for me.
Do that too. A lot of people think that Florida is a terrible state to live in because of all the black people.
Well, it's a terrible state to live in for a lot of reasons.
Why?
Black people are number one. Latinos would be number two.
Cubans.
Old people number. Yeah, Cubans.
Dude, those fucking old people. Mm-hmm. So
old people, Jews. Yeah, Jews.
Those fucking Jews.
There's a lot of people to hate down there. Blacks, Latinos, and Jews, and old people.
Also.
Yeah.
Fucking Irish people down there picking
Irish
all the goddamn oranges so that us hardworking white men from America don't get to pick the fucking oranges in goddamn Florida.
Irish people pick oranges in Florida?
Yes!
They do?
Yes!
Well, Irish people are white, so they would be far down on the list of people to hate.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I mean, they're white. They're okay in my book.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida's kind of a dump.
You know what? It seems like Florida would be nice. I could go for some Florida, though. You know?
Well, we're breaking topic with racism stuff. I feel like we're not good racists. I can't even joke about racist stuff because I'm...
Okay, here. Let's go for it here.
Okay, let's try it. Yeah.
So, black people,
uh-huh.
They are always in jail because they always commit crimes. I don't like being around black people because I'm afraid that they're going to steal my car radio and my tires on my car, and then they're going to pick up my car and they're going to fucking take it to a goddamn impound lot, okay? And then, or not an impound, but a crusher.
They've got to drive to get their food stamps first, and then maybe they'll take it to an impound lot.
They're going to take it over to fucking Walmart at 3 in the morning on a fucking Wednesday
with their 18
on the
first kids.
Of the
month
with 18 kids at 3 in the morning so they can get their goddamn month's worth of groceries, which usually includes fucking whiskey and fucking papers so they can roll their goddamn their blunts with their with their fucking big
and watermelons.
They gotta eat their fucking watermelon
and fried chicken.
The only reason the Walmart deli is open at 3 in the morning is so they can make fried chicken for the black people that go in there with the food stamps.
Dude, we're going to hell for that last 3 minutes of this podcast. That was really awful. This is the benefit of nobody listening to this podcast.
No one is gonna hear it. Did you ever hear that joke about why black people's palms are white?
No.
Because they're always on the fucking white police cars. The paint peeling off.
You're going to hell, Shane.
You're going to hell first.
That was horrible.
I didn't make up the joke. I heard the joke.
Not just the joke. The whole thing before then.
You were joining in. Why am I the only one going to hell?
No, man. That wasn't me. That was all you.
That was both of us. Why?
That was mean, man. Not cool. I'm disappointed in you, Shane.
Why do they always wear their pants down to their ankles? And then they walk, and then like they can't. They walk in the street, and like they can't cross the street because their pants are around their ankles. And then they get pissed at you for driving because they're standing in the middle of the fucking street with their goddamn pants around their ankles, trying to walk through. But then they fall, and then you always hit them, and then you don't care.
Always, you always hit them.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh yeah, I know. You're just running over black people. Them. Yeah, you have to. I mean, you don't have to, but sometimes you got to swerve a little bit to hit them. But it's always worth it.
Well, the only reason you swerve to hit a black person is because it's triple points.
Right, yeah. But hey, I do have a black person story. This one was a good one.
Liz,
it's not a negative. This is a positive stereotype.
Oh, I don't want to hear it then.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to tell it anyway. I was actually at Walmart.
Okay.
This is a true story.
Okay, I love true stories.
And as I was walking up, this big black dude with traditional ghetto guy, like, pants sagging down, was it coming out of his like ghetto Cadillac, you know, and had the gold chains and just looked like a gangster kind of guy, you know, hat turned sideways and shit.
Absolutely.
I was sort of, I don't know, I was maybe 10 feet behind him. And as we were walking up, he kept grabbing shopping carts, like just the stragglers that people leave in the parking lot. Like,
was he
fucking
taking
assholes.
Home with them or something?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
But I hate these people that leave those fucking shopping carts. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You know, they're 2 aisles away from the car return and they just fucking leave in the middle. I hate
like
that.
At the corner of the four
yes.
spaces.
Yeah. Yes, I hate that. But anyway, so on the way up, this guy just kept grabbing them. Like, he's just grabbing them out of the random parking lot, shoveling them all together and pushing them up to the
that's nice.
Front of the store.
Was he trying to get a job?
No. As he grabbed his last one and put it up. And so, I mean, he had 4 or 5 in a row and he looked back and he saw that I was sort of looking at him and watching him. And he gave me a weird look. I was like, hey, thanks, buddy. I hate it when people leave those out there. Like, it's nice that you're cleaning them up.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, man. I used to work here, and now I just, you know, I help my buddies out. I was
wow.
That's actually nice really cool.
Yeah, it's nice of him to do that.
Just not what I would have expected him to do or say to me, so.
I think that's because you're a very racist person.
I was like, don't make eye contact. He's going to shoot me and steal my money in my car.
And you were also thinking if you make eye contact, he's going to ask you for money.
Title of the movie.
Okay. Got my sound ready, sir.
And so a couple of these I've had to sort of trim awkwardly
okay.
because they said the title of the movie too quickly.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through the two that there's not a chance you're going to get. But they're going to be funny anyway.
Okay.
You ready? All
right. Yep. House Party.
When I snap my fingers, everybody says, sure, I'm hot, and you're not. But if you want to hang with me, I'll give it one shot, top that.
Want to pen?
No, I'm not in the mood.
What the
fuck is
this? Oh, my God.
That's part of the, I'm sure you've seen the video. It's so super cheesy.
Let's go back the other way.
All right, let me turn this down a little bit.
Just go up
so there's guys that are... like, you know,
so
have those big boom boxes on their car,
uh-huh.
and they're dancing and like, top that, and like doing this shit. And then these two girls approach him on a bicycle.
I'll never be hip.
And one of them's kind of nerdy and one of them's kind of hot.
Turn it back up.
And you're not, but if you want to hang with me, I'll give it one shot, top that.
Oh my God.
Top that.
Is the movie called Top That?
No.
I have no idea.
The song is called Top That.
Yeah.
The movie is Teen Witch.
Teen Witch?
Yeah, so in this part here, this is where the hot girl helps the other nerdy girl rap back.
Supersonic, idiotic, disconnected, not respected. Who would ever really want to go and top that? Such a waste of pretty face,
yeah.
but hanging in your nose space. I wish that you would take a look and really stop that.
Shit, sit down.
Well, stop that.
Are you twerking?
I don't really give up.
I'm trying to twerk. I'm trying to twerk, but I have no ass.
Stop that. I wish you finally take a real look and really stop that.
I can't do it anymore.
I can't
fucking do it anymore. We got a lot more shitty 80s rap songs here to go through.
All right,
this one, okay, there's not a chance you're going to get this one either.
All right.
If you can give me the group that's rapping, I'll be impressed.
Oh, I thought I was going to leave. I feel like I've heard the song before.
Have you?
I feel like I've heard the song before. Okay. This beat here.
Yeah.
Are they gonna start rapping?
I believe so, but it might be a while.
Weird Science.
No.
I know you're not laughing at these guys.
Live 2 crew.
No. No idea. It's 2 live crew also.
You're
so white. You're so white. Did you see me twerking? Did you see me trying to twerk?
Yeah, I did.
Is that a surprise?
All right, so this is...
Crisscross.
No. And now you're racist, too. White and racist.
Why?
Just because they're black, they're crisscross? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Like Milano or something?
I don't know. It's mulatto. Mulatto.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that before.
And it's a racist term. You shouldn't use that.
I know, and my niece is a mix.
I think that's racist, too. I don't know what you're supposed to call them.
I don't either.
It doesn't matter. That was the Fat Boys.
Oh, okay.
From the movie Disorderlies.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
Okay. Well, that was good.
Okay, the rest of these should be actually relatively easy.
Okay.
So let's get rid of that shit. We don't need that shit up anymore. Okay, so the rest of these should be easy because they say the name of the songs.
Okay.
In all of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with the one that you already know because fuck it, whatever. Yeah. What is it?
West.
But, Shay.
Yes.
You waited till they said the name of the song. That means you get it wrong.
Oh.
You have to say it before it gets the name of the song.
I'm 0 for 3. This is bullshit.
You have to name it first.
I can't help it. When I hear something like that,
I know.
Like
you just got
to
break it down.
Dance.
You got to break it down. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
And this is one that's the rest of these are kind of cut awkwardly to avoid the name of the song at first. All right,
okay.
So here we go. They know what they want to do, say what they want to say, live how they want to live, play how they want to play, dance how they want to dance, stick and they stop a friend. I know. So you don't always have a lot of time.
Adam's Family, goddamn.
Yeah. That's MC Hammer. Adam's Family.
Okay.
Alright. Something's going on. Something's wrong. Room in the room.
Outside is the storm. All alone in the crib. Watching the Is this House Party?
No.
This I feel like I know this one. Stop it, stop it. Before it gets to the name of the song.
You're going to hate yourself.
No, I might not, though.
You're going to hate yourself.
Hold on. Oh, I feel like it's a horror movie.
Sort of. Yep.
I'm going to kill myself.
Do you know the name of the band, at least?
No.
Run DMC is the band.
Okay.
Can I give you a hint?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you want me to play a little more of the song?
Play a little more of the song.
I don't know when they start singing the title, so...
I'm going to get zero for however many.
You might. With no time to
stall, you call the Ghostbusters. Damn it.
Oh, there it was. There's the title.
That's who you call. I fucking knew it. It was right there. I could hear it in my...
I know.
See it.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. That's a big moment for you. Yes, you are so far 0 for 4. No, 0 for 5. Sorry. 0 for 5. How does it feel to be such just a fucking loser at life? Just horrible.
I mean, at least I'm dancing.
All right. These next... You're absolutely going to get these next two.
Okay.
No question. You're going to get them.
Okay.
I have faith in you, Shay.
Okay.
Do you know what it is yet?
No.
Okay. You should know by now.
Should I?
Yeah.
No, oh, fuck. I don't.
I think that right when he starts singing, he's going to blow up. Well, I guess it's not the title. Okay. Never mind. There we go. Yo, it's the Green
Machine. Gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Is it a basketball movie?
No. You should absolutely know it by now. He already said it's about
the Green Machine.
And
getting down. No, Ninja Turtles.
Yep. Man, I thought you would get that one too.
Dude, I'm telling you,
he
I don't.
Talked about the Green Machine and Turtles.
I know. I don't know rap songs from movies, apparently.
Horrible. Yeah, clearly not. I thought you'd get that one. You'll know it. This part, right?
Go ninja, go. Is this like Vanilla Ice?
It is, yeah. So you at least know the person.
I know the person.
I thought you'd for sure get that one. Alright.
Damn it.
This is the last one. And this one, Shay, is not officially from a movie.
Ooh, okay.
It's just about a movie. And if you don't get this, you're just... There's really something wrong with you.
I'm not going to get it.
You'll get this one.
All right.
Come on, buddy. nothing?
Do not.
Does it sound familiar?
Now, I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me and I'm scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burnt up like a wing.
I can't
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, you're very close. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. It's Nightmare on My Street.
Oh.
Will Smith.
That sounds like Will Smith.
Yeah, it is. You've never heard of that?
No,
you're dumb. I thought you liked horror movies. I thought you liked horror movies, and especially Freddy. You love Freddy.
I do.
This is, I think this was even with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This was before he was famous.
What's that have to do with Nightmare on Elm Street?
It's about Freddy.
I said Nightmare on Elm Street.
I know, but the name of the song is Nightmare on My Street.
I thought it was going for the movie.
Okay, fair enough. I gave it to you anyway, right? I gave you the ding.
You gave me the ding.
I gave it to you because I feel sorry for you. But I don't think it's actually... I could be wrong. Wolford or correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it was in the movie. I think it was just sort of about the movie.
Right, okay.
So it's a cool little ditty. You know, if you're into old school.
If you're into Diddy.
Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Diddy.
Oh,
racist. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
I don't know these people.
Well, you're 1 for 7, and even the one was questionable.
I know.
That's all right. That's
I
can't
know.
Can't all be winners.
Fucking shit.
Good evening. I'm Van Tew. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
I'm just going to give this one. PoopReport.com. Because I love that website. It's very hilarious. And poop makes me laugh a lot. So here's my question. What is the oddest or nastiest nastiest thing you've done while pooping?
While pooping? Does that have to do with the actual pooping or what you're doing while you're pooping?
Well, I imagine, probably just while you're sitting on the toilet.
Okay.
While, you let some out and then you take a break and then you wait for the next round. Yeah. You know, one of those.
I do all sorts of stuff while I'm sitting
on the toilet. What's the weirdest and nastiest thing you've done, though?
I don't know if there's anything weird or nasty. I don't think anything I do is all that unusual. I fiddle around on my laptop. I've definitely talked on the phone and sent out emails and done some work-related shit while shitting.
Okay.
But I don't think I've,
Maybe this is a bad question. I have another one if we want it, which might be a better one.
Unless you've got an amazing answer to that question.
I really don't. I thought I was hoping you'd have a really fun one.
No,
apparently not.
I don't think I do. No. My poop time is really private.
I know that about you.
I shut the door and I lock it, and even when I'm alone, I shut and lock the door. That's my time.
I shut the door because I don't want the dogs coming in, because that's weird to me.
Yeah, it's a very private. It's a very private time. Oh, I lock it every time. Every time.
Here's the next question. We'll see. Which classic rock song best describes your bowel movements?
Oh my god. I got nothing, man.
I would say, for me, I'm going to go with, I don't know if it's considered classic rock, maybe some Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, because there have been times, multiple times, that I can remember, even in the past few months, where I have been sitting there praying that it was going to end soon.
End, really?
Yes, because it was horrible.
Pray that it continues. I like pooping.
I do too, but it's the type where your stomach cramps up, and it's you're just sitting there oh my god, when is this gonna end? You're thinking about the wipe. You're like, oh, right. This is gonna hurt so bad because I guarantee I'm raw just from the poop.
Yeah. On the other hand, that's also good because I don't know about you, but the gut wrenching poops,
yeah,
you always hit me in the middle of the night. I'm not sure why that is, but it always wakes me up, and I have to run to the bathroom. And so, to me, it's a big relief. It's it's still, I'm thankful that I'm pooping. Yeah.
They don't ever hit me. The only time they hit me in the middle of the night, and you know this, is when I'm drinking a lot. And I'll have to randomly find some some spot to drop dry and let loose.
I've been there for several of those occasions.
You've been there for all of them?
Okay, yeah.
Well, that we've been outside.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Where I've had to just go in the middle of the street or something.
Right.
So, I mean, that's my answer. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Well, I guess carrying out the theme, mine might be
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
That would work for yeah. that, actually.
Well, because I love pooping. Night.
Yeah.
It's my deal.
Yep. If you rock and roll poop at night, then...
Right. And then also poop in the day. Yeah. I'm down yeah. with that.
Yep.
So that's, I guess that'd be mine.
That's a good answer.
That was a weird hypothetical question.
It was, but I like poopreport.com a lot.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh.
Right.
You know?
Well, carrying on the theme of pooping in toilets, do you want to get on your next rant? I know you're more passionate about this subject than I am.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I am. Well, maybe I am.
I think you definitely are.
Okay, so here's my... I guess I'm going to pose it as a question again. Kind of. Well, how do you feel about pubic hair on the toilet seat or urinal? I personally hate it. It drives me insane. It makes me want to puke. Because it's never like a hair. It's like a clump of hair, you know. If it were a hair, I mean, you could, you know, wipe that off with some toilet paper or something and forget about it. But not every time, everywhere, every day, you know. Where I work, I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that I work with a bunch of Indian people.
Probably. I don't imagine that's a cultural thing.
Well, no. The reason I say that is because I know that... This is weird. The hair on their head is very thick. I picture their pubic hair being just as thick.
It's weird that you picture their pubic hair.
It's kind of weird that I picture it. But like, I picture it being very thick and easy to fall out. So maybe when they're, you know, whipping their shit out, it just falls out with it. I got to tell you, I have never, ever dropped a pube on a urinal or a toilet seat.
I'm not sure that you can definitively say that.
I can, because... I look after I'm done, for starters, and secondly, I don't really have any pubes anymore, so I can say that.
Fair enough. It doesn't, I gotta say, it doesn't bother me, and in fact, I've never seen a clump like you're talking about. I see the stray hairs, but I never see a group of...
A clump to me is like three. Yeah, exactly. Three or four hairs. I see that all the time. I'm not sure I see that.
Take some pictures, man. So maybe I'm just blind to it. Maybe I just really don't care. And you talked about wiping it up with toilet paper. Why would you bother wiping up pews with toilet paper in a public restroom? Just pee.
Well, if I'm pooping.
Oh.
Yeah, I would never wipe off.
So where... Okay, so if there's pubes on the... They're on the toilet. Are they on the? They're on the lid.
Well, usually where I see the pubes. Okay, so you have the seat, and then you have that little like 3-inch gap between the bowl right. and the seat where it's, right. you know, it's always on that, like where your balls would sit.
Well, that makes sense. Yes. Okay.
Well, wipe it off when
their
you're
balls
done.
Are their balls yeah. are sitting right
wipe
there.
Wipe it off when you're done, though. Come on.
Yeah, I can see that would be the polite thing to do.
I mean, normal people honestly look at the toilet after they get done pooping to make sure that it went down. You know, or something. Yeah. they want to claim their fucking poo marks on the bowl or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I just always look. Well, I look before I flush because I want to see how big it was.
Mine are usually hidden by toilet paper, so I can't really see it.
Well, that's weird too. You got to look before you wipe.
Sometimes I look. I don't do that. Sometimes that's a lie. Sometimes I do like a look between my balls and the toilet seat, and I'll look down into the into the toilet. What I've been noticing lately, which, by the way, this brings me to a point. You suggested that I start taking like the Metamucil stuff.
Yeah, is it good? Is it working?
It's been working, dude. Nice. I went and bought it that day. It's regulated me nicely. So, it kind of softens it a little bit. So yeah, they just kind of slide down. So usually when I look now, they're gone.
Ah, bummer, dude.
So they're even more so hidden by toilet paper. But back to the point. I look before I'm done. Mm-hmm. Before I flush. And if I were to see, like, I had a pube sitting there,
yeah.
I would fucking wipe it off in some capacity.
So
blow it in the bowl or something.
I know the pubic hair pisses you off. You're very passionate about it. But yeah. Pubic hair is in urinals. Do they bother you more, less, or the same?
Less, because I'm not as close to it.
Okay.
You know, a pubic hair on a toilet, like a bowl, mm-hmm. I have to wipe off because I'm not going anywhere near that.
Right.
And I've gotten my stance on public bathrooms has changed, maybe in the past 4 or 5 months, to where I, no matter what, I don't put toilet paper down on the seat, but mm-hmm. I always take a nice big wad of toilet paper and wipe the seat off before I sit on it, because I work with a lot of really disgusting people.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't want to, and I always hate when the toilet seat is warm. I prefer it to be freezing cold. Because if it's warm, that means someone just was pooping on it, which is weird to me. But so, like, definitely the urinal isn't as bad. And I can always aim and kind of, like, piss the... Excuse me. I can always piss the hairs into the urinal. And it's not a big deal. You can't piss the... you can't do anything other than wipe it off with your hand if it's on the bowl.
No, I think we have a guest here.
Hi, that guys.
Feels strongly about this topic
as well.
You know
what I thought about the whole pubic hair situation? I think, and this is my strong belief, and I have many experiences with this, and that's why I feel like I can really contribute to this properly, but I think the people who have their pubic hair, I think that they worship Satan. Mm-hmm, yes, I do. And I've seen it time and time again. I will pick up some nice young strapping young gentleman, and we'll go back to my place, and lo and behold, he's got pubic hair. Next thing I know, all the goddamn crosses on the walls are flipping around, and he's trying to tie me up and stab me in the heart. It happens more than you think. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
So now, your man is in the bed. You have the grapefruit already prepared under the bed. He smelled the citrus in the air. He thinks you have on some new Victoria's Secrets or something. He has no idea. And what you're going to do is be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do.
Because nothing is really super awesome right now anyways.
Right.
So, next is the rant.
Oh, good.
The rant.
I'm into this.
Yeah,
rant,
dude.
Rant. Yes. Was it on your thing? Do I know what your rant is?
Well, what I had written down was different than what I'm going to be ranting about.
Okay. Go. Go, buddy.
Okay. So, you know what I fucking hate? I fucking hate the goddamn fat people in Walmart that take up half the fucking aisle, okay? And then you try to fucking walk by them, they pretend that their fat ass doesn't fucking see you. So what do? They fucking just stand there. They don't fucking move. Occasionally they're gonna fucking cough and mucus is gonna come flying out on the fucking box of popcorn that you reach in your fucking hand to go try and buy. Okay? That shit pisses me off. You know what else they fucking do? What else they fucking do is they'll be walking, all of a sudden, oh, I'm fat, I can't fucking see behind me, I'm gonna turn my fucking cart. So you know what? They fucking cut your ass off, and then you're like, God damn it, I gotta go around this fat bitch, and then so you turn your cart the other way, you know what happens? There's some other fat person there, the entire aisle is taken off. You can't do shit about it, there's nothing you can fucking do. I hate the fact that fucking people are allowed to get that fat and fucking lazy and go shop at fucking Walmart and distract normal fucking people like us.
Yeah.
Sexcapades is a segment that we're going to have. Maybe not every week, but from time to time. It's a true story of just something that is kind of outrageous, but it's definitely true. This is absolutely 100% a true story. I highly encourage anyone who has a sexcapade story to send it in, and we'll get it read, and if it's good enough, we'll get it read. So here is the first edition of Sexcapades.
I have never done this before, so I figured I might as well give it a shot. Most men, normal men, wouldn't even consider such things, but I would. I was in touch with my sexuality, and I was ready for this. Red lace felt strange against my skin, but I figured that was the normal reaction that most men would have in this scenario. As I slowly pulled my cute little hand boxers down my legs, I thought to myself, I wonder what she's going to think when she gets home. Will she accept me? Will she embrace me? Will she still love me? Doesn't even matter. Off-camera shirt, I debated about showering. The soft water in my body would certainly feel nice. But no, I know she loves the smell of my balls. Sweaty. Salty. Stinky. Manly. I pulled the thong up my legs, covering my buttocks. She's gonna love this! I thought to myself as the door creaked open. She came inside and saw me. Her heart started pounding. She knew what this meant. Would you like to take that stinky little starfish into the big dream? She asked. Excited.
So Tim, you might have heard some of these or seen this. You know, this is ripped straight from the internet.
Okay.
So you might see it. Okay. But I actually found that sometimes while browsing through the internet throughout the day, I'll see something and it's like, holy shit, that's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
And these are just some facts that really stuck out to me. It's just being like extra interesting and just kind of weird facts.
Okay.
All right. The first one, U.S. citizenship isn't required to be a U.S. federal judge. However, citizenship is required to serve on a jury.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Totally fucking, like, why can you be a judge and hand out rulings, but you can't decide whether, it just seems so weird. It seems like that would be the more important position.
Right.
It is the more important position.
It is the more important position, but you can't just be, I assume, like an illegal immigrant and come into the country and be a judge. You still have to be, I assume you have to be an attorney to be a judge, right? You have to start off as an attorney?
I have no idea.
So you have to pass the bar and stuff?
I wouldn't.
John here to answer.
I know.
It seems like you'd have to have some sort of training and education, and you'd have to know the way the legal U.S. legal system worked.
Right.
So maybe the citizenship is counteracted by the education portion?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Because you don't have to be very educated to serve on a jury. I know that from jury duty myself.
Okay.
And losing that fucking case. Did I ever tell you about that fucking case?
No. Let's do it.
We've got plenty of time, because if we're aiming for an hour, we got 25 minutes left, and you're on your last topic, right?
No.
Do you have two more?
I got two more, sexy boy.
Okay, so I was on a jury.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I trying to say?
What are you? Did you? You didn't register?
No, I did register, and I'd served on the jury.
Uh-huh.
I failed this poor guy who, it was a civil case. It wasn't like a criminal case.
Okay.
So this poor guy, he was like this old dude. He slipped on some ice in a parking lot of this restaurant.
Okay.
And broke his arm. And had to get, like, these metal rods inserted, a big fucking ordeal. And so he was suing the owner of the restaurant for not clearing the ice. And he wasn't suing for a lot, although they didn't tell us a number. That was up to us to figure out a number to reward him.
Okay.
And so after we heard all the case, it took 2 days. We heard all of the fucking testimony and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this guy deserved some money. And that was our first decision, was whether or not this guy deserves money. Do we, you know, fine for the plaintiff or the defendant?
Right.
And me and probably four other people thought he deserved some compensation.
Okay, so almost half.
Yes, but less.
Yeah.
And I fought the good fight for probably 3 or 4 hours. We were deliberating.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Until everybody, like, turned their, changed their vote.
Okay.
Except for me. I was the very last one standing.
Uh-huh.
And after 3 or 4 hours of it, I was just like, fuck it, just fine.
Yeah.
Whatever, just fucking sign the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
They're like, well, you need to agree. I'm like, well, then I just fucking agree. They're like, do you really? No.
No.
But I'm going to sign the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go home.
Right, yeah.
I got to go home.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, I felt so bad for this guy.
Okay.
We jurors had to go up there and say, like, sorry, dude, you lost.
Anyways, that was an interesting story.
Yeah, a little sidetrack from your interesting fact.
It was related.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, Saudi Arabia imports camels from Australia.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Australia is like the number one leader of fucking camel production or whatever.
Shit.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Here's another one.
Okay.
They also import sand from Australia.
The Middle East does?
Yeah.
You're full of shit.
Nope.
Why would they do that?
Because
I picture the Middle East as nothing but sand.
Just
sand everywhere.
You're completely accurate.
Okay.
But where it breaks down here is the type of sand. They use sand in a lot of building materials.
Okay.
And the sand that they have there in Saudi Arabia isn't good quality for you know, packing into concrete or whatever the shit they use.
Interesting.
So they import sand from, like, England and Australia.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Huh. This is going over better than your last segment, Shay.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I like these facts so far.
Barack Obama is the first president to have colored baby pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I hadn't thought about that.
And why would you? With no shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazy. I thought that was just, I thought for a second that was just a play on the word colored.
Oh.
Like a weird racist remark.
God, you're just the most racist fuck ever. If I had a sound clip.
You fucked it up. You fucked it up, Shay.
I know.
That would have been a perfect segment for you to do it right, but you fucked it up.
Well, you know what? You're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Blacks, Latinos, and Jews.
Run for the hills.
What the fuck? All right. What's next?
Soaking potatoes in hydrogen peroxide will turn the hydrogen peroxide into clean, drinkable water.
Really?
Yeah.
Soaking potatoes in hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's something with the atoms in there, and they can't, photons and shit fucks them up. That's why it comes in a brown container. Because if it comes in a clear container, it just won't do anything.
Right.
It'll basically take
the light will ruin it.
Yes.
So it's kind of an unstable material. Got it. Interesting.
Yep. Pope John Paul II was made an honorary member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, it's not that.
That one's less interesting than the others.
Yeah. If you take all the molecules in a teaspoon of water and line them up end to end in a single file line, they would stretch a staggering 30 billion miles.
Wow. Yeah,
that's shit. It's in one teaspoon of water. There's that many fucking molecules.
Right. Kind of related, but I read this little interesting little factoid today too.
Hit me.
If you remove all of the empty space that humans have inside of us, like between atoms, the atoms are circulating around and whatever. If you remove all that empty space, all 7 billion of us could fit in the mass of an apple.
Really?
Yeah, or in the space of an apple.
You know? Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
And
because we are mostly just empty space.
Right. Which is, you can't, it's hard to fathom that.
Yeah. That's why, like, those neutrinos, those tiny little, minuscule little atoms, they just pass right through us and the Earth. And I mean, everything. They just sort of pass right through. There's enough.
Wow.
There's enough space that they can just fly around.
Space is just so crazy and cool.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Like, there's shit flying through us all the time.
Constantly.
And we don't know it. We don't see it.
Neutrinos, man.
Yeah. This one's going to hit somewhat close to you, Timmy.
Okay.
If you're 35, you were born closer to World War II than the present. That's it. It's going to hit close to you.
Yeah, I'm 34.
I know, but you're so right there on the fucking line. Next year, that's almost going to be true, though.
Well, I don't think it is, because that's a moving target.
I don't know.
I'm not sure that will ever be true of me.
Well, right now, if you were 35 years old,
but, I mean, that year is older.
That is kind of crazy. That
is crazy. Yeah. I don't like it when they start comparing timelines like that, because it makes me feel real fucking old.
Well, you are.
I know.
I've seen your saggy ball sack.
Oh.
Venice, Italy has the same latitude as Montreal, Canada.
Jesus. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's weird.
I know, but Venice has the Gulf Stream, so it's more temperate.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been to Venice.
I know you have. Have you been to Montreal?
No.
I haven't either, but I've heard it's just like a big crazy... No. I've heard it's like a big crazy sex party up there all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You should go.
This blind dude that I know kept trying... Last year, 2 years ago, whenever...
Sorry, Jane. I didn't mean that.
You shut the fuck up. I was out in California, and he was telling me all about Montreal and all the crazy sex parties he would... had up there. I don't know how much of it was true, but he really tried convincing me that, like, it was an awesome place to go, and it was just nothing but fucking hookers.
I have not thought that about Montreal.
I know, me neither.
Hmm.
But a lot of French hookers, I guess.
No.
Two basketballs can fit inside a basketball hoop.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They're inside the rim. Like, okay. They're that big. You just don't think about
it. Doesn't seem that big.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true at a carnival. You can't taste cinnamon unless you can smell it.
Okay.
It's different. It's weird to think, like, that your smell has that much influence. I know it's important, but, like, if you can't taste cinnamon without smelling it, that's just weird.
They say that smell has more influence on taste than taste itself.
Yeah.
I don't find that true. Because if I eat gross food and hold my nose, it still tastes gross to me. So I don't find that true personally, but whatever.
Well, whatever. The last one I have here, Timmy.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Drinking straws only have one hole.
Yeah, I guess
that's true. It's weird. It's very, like, yeah, obviously, but, like, you don't think about that. It's got two ends, two holes. But it's all the same hole.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are some interesting little factoids. I feel like it really went well with the ain't that some shit.
Yeah, I liked it. That was good.
Yeah. So, let's see here. What do we have next, Tim?
I got nothing, man. I'm out.
All right. Well, then that means that I am up.
Yeah. What do you get?
Are you ready for this, baby?
I guess.
Come on. This?
What's going on?
Come on. Yeah. What These are sexy pickup lines.
All right.
Yeah. That was fun, though.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So, Tim, I want you to tell me how many of these pickup lines would actually work on you.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to go ahead and keep that music playing because it's sexy time music. All right,
do it. Do it.
Hey, baby. I want to make a big mistake.
That means no. That would not work on me.
Was that your abortion?
Fuck.
Hey, baby, think you can handle 12 inches? Well, you're in luck. I'm only packing 5. Sit on my face and I'll guess your weight. If I'm wrong, I'll eat my way. Oh, fuck. I fucked that up. If I'm wrong, I'll eat the difference.
All right. I don't think I would want to sit on anybody's face. That would not work on me. That would freak me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat that while I stare at your vagina? I'm supposed to be staring at your vagina.
I don't have one of those.
Okay. If you were a washing machine, I would put my dirty load inside you. Why are you playing that? Stop.
I'm trying to give good reactions. That one was not a good one.
No.
That didn't do. That was bad.
Easy applause. Hey, girl. You ever had your belly button tickled from the inside?
What am I supposed to do when I don't like it?
A toilet flush.
That's what I did last time. And you called me out.
If you live on a chicken farm, you sure know how to raise a cock.
I actually kind of like that one. That's good.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put my dick in your ass.
I don't even get that one. That doesn't make any sense.
It's not supposed to make sense. I see you like fitness. How about fitness dick in your mouth?
Okay, that was a good one.
Are you a single mom? Would you like to be? Damn, girl, you shit with that ass?
I actually thought that one was kind of clever.
If you play your cards right, I'll give you both inches.
No. That's a no.
Hey, baby, are you an angel? Because I'm allergic to feathers.
Alright, that was easy.
Oh, Christ. Alright. I just shit my pants. Can I get in yours?
I like that one.
That's a good one.
Alright. So you're going to walk up behind a woman sitting at the bar and ask her, can I push your stool?
No.
It's like poop. Do you get it? Because you want to fuck her in the ass.
I got it, but that's no good.
Alright, and here's my last one. Alright?
Okay.
I run faster horny than you do afraid. You didn't like that one?
That's less funny, more rapey.
It's supposed to be rapey.
I know, that's how it makes me uncomfortable to hear it.
All right, then.
Sorry.